League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the TipTV Finance Show. We're here with Paul Rodriguez, director at thinktrading.com. How are you today, Paul?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm just on the verge of my birthday. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I'm going to start laughing, I think, any moment now.
Is it a big one?
Yes.
It is, right. We won't ask. What, you're going to be 40, are you?
Yeah, that's what... Actually, I wouldn't even be happy with that. Right, let's look at the markets. Apparently, it's all about the pound. It's a good time to be long of sterling, is that correct?
Yeah, when I was last on, I was bullish on sterling, put up a few charts, and inevitably, sterling went down a bit more from that sort of short-term point of view, you know, just like the next few days. But it has been going the right direction in the past few weeks, which was really my major call, that sterling would recover from this Brexit sort of fear, and people would see the opportunity to buy UK assets, which they have done in spades, it seems. So sterling still is a buy. It's only just working through some reversal patterns, and it's doing better against some currencies than others. But if we look at the charts, I think we could be forming some major lows that have got much more upside.
Isn't it rather amusing that our G20 friends and colleagues are all taking pot shots at us? Japan saying, if you don't do this, we'll do that. And Obama saying, you know, you're at the back of the queue and somebody else. I mean, it's all like that. We're like the naughty children.
Are we at the back of the queue? Well, I'd have a chat with Apple.
We are the queue, obviously.
I'd have a chat with Apple about that and see if we are at the back of the queue. See whether they want to do business in Europe or with the UK. I mean, if I was a European business or indeed an American business, I'd be looking to strengthen ties with the UK more than ever, because... Why not open a subsidiary in the UK and have all the advantages of being out of the European Union and in the European Union if you've got two separate companies? Can't be a downside. That's got to be a good business strategy. I think also something that people seem to forget about the UK is that our rule of law is across Europe and possibly, in some ways, global. So English and English contracts form the basis of how you do business. Now, if you're going to do business in any country, one of the most important considerations is how is your rule of law, and if you've got a problem with the company and you go to court, you want it to be fair, and perhaps it's one of the best countries in the world for that here. So there are other considerations, and the pot shots that they'll take are very short term, perhaps just to negotiate some better deals for the trade deals, which inevitably will come.
Okay, well, let's have a look at some charts here. Got cable, pound euro.
Pound euro. So for all of those who've just been on holiday and were waiting to exchange their pounds into euros, perhaps the credit card bills are coming in and they're going to be exchanged at a better rate, thankfully. But sterling is going in the right way. The euro is going in the other way. I think there's much more to go on the downside for the euro. I've said that before, and I'll say it again against the US dollar and sterling. This was a major correction from the 140s, but I think it should be back up there again, because if we look at it two ways, if interest rates are going to go back up, sterling's going to recover. If interest rates are going to go down, they're going to feel the pain first in Europe anyway. So there's still more problems in Europe that need to come out, and we've taken preemptive action, whether you agree with Carney or not. The sterling has given us an interest rate cut, which will give us a little bit of a buffer. So it's done very well in the last few weeks. It's coming close to some resistance at 120, so it might struggle there a little bit, but I think this is back up to 130, 140 over the coming months.
Okay, let's have a look at the next market, pound Canadian.
Pound Canada, yeah, hit a beautiful resistance level, which was support. So going back to here, you see on the chart that was support, became resistance, so it's touched it, come off it again. I think you're closer to the actual level. I think it's around 175. If it breaks through 175, that will make a lovely double bottom pattern, which would imply move up to 180, 190. So I'm still kind of sceptical on the commodity currencies. I know the commodities have done quite well. You know, you've seen a good bounce in gold and silver and various other actual companies as well have done quite well. But I think it's possibly nearing the end now. So gold hasn't really moved up as much as it should have done. And oil is still in a range. So I think this has got more to go back up.
Okay, well, let's move along to the pound against the Kiwi.
The Kiwi dollar. The Kiwi dollar was extremely strong over the past year, and it's just starting to weaken off again. And you can see, relatively speaking, this isn't leading the way up, but this could well, on a catch-up, return to the breakout level that we're seeing where I put that line. If it breaks that, then we're going to see a double bottom similar to Dollar Canada. But this is underperforming, and what can happen is the market consolidates for a bit, then looks around at the currencies that haven't been bid up against sterling and says, oh, that's not moved, and suddenly you get this really big move up. So I think this is worth keeping an eye on, even though
catch
it's...
Catch-up.
Yeah, catch-up play, yeah.
Okay, and cable, which was, I was itching to look at in the first place.
Yeah, cable. Well, you can see that, I mean, that we got the low on the 24th of July and then a higher low on the 15th of August. So, you know, this has been in a range at best. I know it's been quite a volatile range, but it's sort of approaching the previous highs. And again, I think might not be right now, but it has potential to break out. Now, there's talks about US rates going up. We'll have to see whether that happens. I know I've been on the side of rates.
Wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
I wouldn't hold my breath. I've always said that rates won't go up. You know, that's been my call. But at the moment, unless the stock market comes off really aggressively, they might just do it. So I think the stock market needs to just take a dive, and they'll say, "Oh, hang on, we better not do it." And we're coming into the perfect time for that. The autumn. Sort of September, August.
I thought they were supporting September. The stock market, so they don't have to. So they don't, and they don't need to. Well, they don't want to raise rates either. It's a double thing, really.
Yeah, it's a double. I mean, it's one supports the other, really. It's whether, but you see, what you do have is the net effect of keeping rates too low. You know, there's other that creates other problems. So at some point, they are going to have to raise interest rates, but whether they do it, whether they stay up, is another matter.
I mean, for me, they'll only do it if something goes horribly wrong and they have to do it. And that's the scenario we'll have. It'll just go from 0.5123 in 6 months. So there'll be some scenario like that where, you know, everybody's just forced to jump on that bandwagon.
I'm not sure how you... they're more likely to do it slower, I would say. And it seems completely at odds with what's going on in the rest of the world. I mean, if the Eurozone is still under pressure, the UK is still under pressure, you've got dollar against the renminbi going up, and so there's obviously more pressure coming out in China, which we're going to see in the next few months as well. I can't see how they're going to be in a position to be raising interest rates aggressively, and what would trigger that. And that doesn't mean it won't happen. At the moment, I just can't see that.
I'm looking
scenario.
For a black swan type thing to do.
Yeah, black swan is more likely to be the other way, I would say. It's more likely to be something means...
It's a white swan, then.
you can look at it that way. I mean, the stock market is high. You know, everything looks great in the equity world, not necessarily in the economy. So what could suddenly look a hell of a lot better? I suppose inflation could look bad, but that's... There's no one's generating.
Let's finish off with the last slide, which is the VIX, which for me is right at the lows, and I'd be buying that just in case.
Yeah, again, this is a trade that we've discussed many times. But even though the S&P is near its high, this is again winding off its lows. So it's hit a low in August. It's been gradually moving up. From when I was last on, I said I thought it was a good place to sell the S&P. I know there's people looking for it to break much further into new highs, but it's kind of stopped here. So we're now at this stopping point. I think the bulls are waiting for this next breakout, and it's just they've got to be getting frustrated here. So I think there's more risk on the downside for the S&P, and you know, this is off its low, so it's a good trade to pick it up here.
Okay, well, let's see how that pans out. Paul Rodriguez, Director at thinktrading.com, thank you very much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.